The Christmas budgeting sale is officially here. From Monday, November 13th through Sunday, November 19th, you can get 20% off of a financial strategy session. These sessions bring financial transformation in just 1 hour. A financial strategy session isn't just another way to budget, but a way to transform your life. In just one session, you will find yourself creating habits and setting in place small changes that will get you closer to sticking to your budget. And by continuing these sessions, you will find yourself shedding financial stress, sticking to your budget, and finding yourself able to focus on your family over your finances. Gone will be the fear of not being able to buy groceries for your family. Gone will be the fear of needing more income to live on one income. Gone will be the living paycheck to paycheck lifestyle that you have been stuck in. And you can get this amazing opportunity at 20% off during the Christmas budgeting sale by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. But that's not it. If you book a financial strategy session with me during the Christmas budgeting sale, you will have email and Voxer access to me for a whole week. This is your opportunity to get your questions answered that come up after the call and to get the accountability to support you through the hard transformational work. And with the Christmas budgeting sale, you will get a bonus clarity call with me. I'm not going to leave you hanging as we go through this week creating your Christmas budget and not give you an opportunity to get some support in setting it up. On this 30-minute call, you will have the opportunity to get my assistance in setting up your Christmas budget or your Christmas spending plan so that you can enjoy the Christmas season, creating joyful memories instead of a stressful December. This amazing opportunity is only available from November 13th through Sunday, November 19th. Don't miss out on the Christmas budgeting sale where you get 20% off a financial strategy session plus a clarity call. Let's create your habits and systems together so that you can focus on your family over your finances. Again, you can get all of this by going to calendly.com/MollyBunnell/Christmas budgeting sale. I'm going to say that again. That's calendly.com/MollyBNELL/Christmas budgeting sale. Or you can find the link in the show notes as well. Now, let's get started with day 5 on the Christmas budgeting series. Oh my gosh, you guys. So it is day 5 of the Christmas budgeting series, and it saddens me to think that it's the last day of this amazing series. We started out looking into the past so that you can learn what you did and take that and create a budget that you can use this Christmas. We talked about the true meaning of Christmas and creating your own personal family mission for the season so that you're able to enjoy the season rather than wear yourself ragged from all the craziness that comes during the holiday. Yesterday, we talked about 3 ways that you can fund your Christmas budget, which then brings me to today, which again is the last episode of this series, where we are going to talk about your Christmas spending plan. So, earlier we talked about budgeting and allocating how much money goes into each holiday category, but today we're going to jump into each category so that you can know what you plan on buying, where you plan on buying it, if you're going to use a sale, and so much more. We get off budget when we only have a budget to follow. But if you want to be able to stick to your budget, you have to have a spending plan so that you know what you're looking for and you can easily get whatever that item is. So think of it like meal planning. When you know what you're going in to get, it's so much easier to stay on budget compared to when you're going in without a grocery list and end up buying everything that you feel like buying. So once again, go grab that cup of yummy, yummy hot chocolate. Maybe sprinkle some mint in there this time. That might be something fun to change things up. And grab a pen and paper and let's dive in. Alrighty, so if you want to be able to stay on budget, During any time of the year, you have to have a spending plan. You have to know what it is that you're looking for, what it is that you are actually going to buy in order to stay on budget. It makes it so much easier. It creates the boundaries that helps you stay inside of them and really just know what it is that you're going to buy. And it's not any different during the Christmas season. During the normal, you know, spending season, it's so much easier. There's less weight. There's less stress over the fact that you only have so much money to spend on, you know, maybe your meal plan or whatever fun activity that you want to do. But during the Christmas season, it just gets so crazy. It gets so out of control sometimes because there are so many good things that we should be doing, or there are so many things that you want to get involved with because it sounds fun. And there's nothing wrong with that, but it can so easily backfire on you in the way that you don't have the money then to maybe live throughout the rest of the month or maybe the coming year if you use a credit card. And so I just really want to help you sit down and think about your spending plans, mainly around the gift spending, because that's where we tend to go a little crazy and we stop thinking whenever we're buying for other people because we want to be able to buy something that's going to, you know, maybe make a difference in their life or something that you think they really want or something they really need. And these days, things are not like just $5. You know, it costs a lot more money to buy the what we call good gifts. And we sometimes don't have that money. I know I sat down and I have created my Christmas budget. And for some of my family members, I only have like $20 to get them a gift. And that, you know, there's nothing wrong with that, but it does take more energy. It takes more thinking. It takes more of me being creative to find a gift that they are going to enjoy, something that is not going to just be thrown away, something that's going to really, you know, make a difference. I make it sound like it's a really big thing, but sometimes it is. Sometimes there are gifts that your family members just really need. For instance, maybe something that they want is just for somebody to pay a bill for them because they're struggling during that season, and it has nothing to do with buying Christmas gifts and stuff like that. Maybe they're new out of high school and they're not going into college and they decided to get a job and they're out living on their own and they're just struggling, you know, financially, and you want to be able to help them that way. But if you only have $20, then you can't make that big of an impact, right? But there are other ways that you can use that $20 to really make an impact if that's the kind of gift that you're looking for. But that's where I'm coming from. You have to know what it is that you want to buy. You have to know what it is that you want to gift that person and not just be going into the store trying to figure out what it is that they need. So if you want to stay on budget during the Christmas season, then you need to have a spending plan attached to your budget. You can easily, like I said, get off track, especially during Black Friday. So when you're looking at all the deals and wanting to buy everything on sale, that doesn't work if you want to stay on budget. Before you know it, you're using money from other categories that you need, and you are looking for other ways to find more money. I know I've done it more times than I can count. I mean, just last year, I went Black Friday shopping down in Arkansas. No, it was Oklahoma, because I have family down there, and I went to see them, and I was like, well, on the way home, maybe we'll stop at a few stores and get some gifts along the way. Well, we didn't have a spending plan. I didn't even really create a budget last year because I wasn't planning on going Black Friday shopping. It just kind of happened. And so I ended up spending way more on gifts than I really wanted to spend. Now, I didn't go over my Christmas budget, but I did spend more in the gift section than I would have liked to. And it made other areas a little more difficult to do. And I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to go into the Christmas season with a plan, not only for how much money goes in what category, because that's great to have for your budget, but you also have to attach a spending plan. Think of it like your meal plan. When you sit down and you create a meal plan and then write out that grocery list, that's your spending plan. You know what you're getting when you go into the store. You know how much you need. You have an idea of how much it's going to cost. You have your budget and that attached to it. So you have to have your budget and a spending plan together to be able to stick to your budget and then to be able to come up with frugal alternatives for the thing that you're looking to spend on if you have a low amount and you don't have the amount that you'd like to be able to just pay money and get the gift that you really want. Okay, so let's dive into the questions and the things that you should be thinking about when you are creating a spending plan. So when you sit down to create the spending plan, you want to know what you plan on buying. I know I've talked about this already, but it's so important to really have that AKA grocery list so that you can go into the store and buy what it is that you want to buy. You don't get off track. You don't, you know, get off budget because you're buying everything under the moon, but you are able to buy the gifts that you want to give that actually are maybe going to make an impact that you're looking for, or just something that you know that your family is going to really enjoy, or maybe friends or something like that. Then I want you to know or think about where it is that you plan on buying it. So are you going to buy it online? Are you going to buy it in person? Where are you going to buy it in person? Is it going to be at Walmart? Because when you think about it, the lesser quality, and I just did air quotes around that, stores may be an impact of where you want to buy it. So when you go to Walmart, we usually think of cheap things that are going to wear down quickly, right? Or you could go to Target, which then is a little bit a step up from Walmart, or you could go something even more expensive, which I don't have that many stores around here, so I can't continue to tell you, you know, the levels up. But you get to understand what it is that I am saying here. Where are you going to buy it? Are you going to buy it at a cheap place? Are you going to buy it at a more expensive place so that it lasts longer? What is your plan here? What can your budget afford? And when you're able to know that, it makes it so much easier to know what it is that you're going to buy. So then you need to know if you can get it on sale or not. Look through them Black Friday ads. Figure out if what you want to buy is on sale and then get it while it's on sale. And in case that it has been sold out, because, you know, Black Friday, everything can go really quickly, you need to have an alternative or a just in case, or if this went out of this brand, maybe I can get the same thing in a different brand that's still as good. You know, you need to know what it is that you're going to do in the off chance that whatever it is that you want to get isn't available anymore. You need to know that maybe in case you're trying to go and get it in the store so that you can try it on and make sure it fits kind of situation, maybe that doesn't work, but you can get it online. So then you have to, maybe what you do is you buy a couple, then you can send back the ones that you don't want. I mean, there are so many options, but if you do that, make sure that they do have a return policy, right? Check into that. But know what it is and how it is that you plan on doing this so that you can get what you want. And it just makes it so much easier to know how it is that you are going to go into the spending so that you can get the things that you want and still stay on budget. And maybe you don't buy anything in person and you buy it all online because it's easier for you to say no to because you don't physically see it or something like that. Or maybe you should go into the store because it takes more time and energy to actually go into the store, keeping you on budget. Know what your spending habits are. So what's like super easy for you to do? What do you prefer to do? Do you prefer going into the store? Do you prefer doing it online? Is it too easy for you to buy things online? So then maybe you should go to the store. Do you buy things too much when you go to the store and it's easier for you to stay on budget online? just really know what it is that you tend to go overboard on and what you prefer, and then go from there. Create your plan from there, because Black Friday isn't just in the stores anymore. Like, there are so many options. There's Black Friday where you can go out into the stores, and a lot of places start selling like the entire week. So all next week, or maybe even the month, maybe they've already started it. They are selling and already putting things at a deeper discount than normally what they would. So look into that. Figure out where it is that you're going to buy things. And like I was saying, there's Black Friday, which starts, you know, sometimes the entire month of November, sometimes all next week. Sometimes it's only on the day and you have to go in store. Then there's Cyber Monday, which is all online. Like, everything online is usually on sale, and you can find whatever it is that you want on sale there too. There's also Small Business Saturdays. So a lot of the small businesses have deals going on Saturday as well. I know that when I went Black Friday shopping last year, I also went on Saturday, and they still had the deals going on Saturday. So there are so many ways that you can find deals. There are so many ways that you can go out there and you can put your boundaries on. Put your blinders up is what I meant to say, but use your boundaries, stay inside of your boundaries, of your spending limits, of your budget, of whatever it is that you are trying to stick to. And it's so much easier because there are so many more ways that you can get those sales. There are also sales that go on throughout December too. So don't just think that it's only during Black Friday, and don't stress out thinking that you have to get everything right now. There are so many other ways you can do things. So that's one thing that you also need to think about, is when do you need to start shopping? So maybe you might not be able to do it this year because you don't have the money saved up to be able to buy all the stuff during Black Friday week. But next year, when you come into this and you have the money saved up throughout the year, right, like we talked about yesterday, then you can take that money and you can use it during November, during Black Friday, and all those other sales that go on during in November. But you may be somebody who doesn't buy anything until December. Like, November is for Thanksgiving and you don't think about Christmas then. You wait until December and that's when you start buying things. Or maybe you buy things slowly throughout the year. So there are sales that are going on continuously. And I know the sales throughout the year and buying gifts throughout the year is like for next year, but it's still something that you can be thinking about for maybe your next year's plan when you are thinking about Christmas. So just really think about, when do you need to start shopping? When are you the best at figuring out what you're going to do? Do you want to make sure that everything is there that you want to buy, so you buy in November? Or are you okay with like finding alternatives and trying to figure out something like last notice and figure out what it is that you want to get? And it's okay. It doesn't matter how you like to shop. There are many ways that you can do it. You can still be frugal. You can still find a good sale and it will still work for you. You'll still have a good Christmas no matter if you use the huge, crazy Black Friday sales or not. Okay, so those are questions that I want you to think about when you sit down to write and create your spending plan for the season. But I also want you to think about, you know, frugal alternatives for your gifts. So maybe there's something that you really want to get them and it's super expensive. Well, are you creative? Can you DIY it? Do you have a friend who's creative? Can you ask them to DIY it and pay them for it? Or maybe you can buy all the supplies and they'll just put it together for you because they're more creative than you. What can you do in return? Do like traded labor. Ask them to create whatever this is. And then in return, maybe you're good at baking. So then they want to give out maybe Christmas cookies to friends and family as a gift, and they don't have the money to buy the cookies and stuff. So in return, you make those cookies for them. So there are so many ways out there that you can do traded labor for somebody else to make a gift for you, or in return, so that in return, you know, you do something for them. It's so great. You just have to be creative. You have to think about the time that you have, the money that you have, what it is that you're willing to spend. Are you willing to spend your time so that you can get a better gift? Or are you willing to spend your money so that you have more time to focus on other things? So what is it that you want to do? What is important to you? You have to know what your priorities are so that these gifts are able to fit in there, because you don't want to think about your gifts first. The gifts are not the first thing that should be thought about. Instead, you should be thinking more about spending your time with your family, about the holiday season of giving. You can give gifts of your time. I have seen people create like gift cards and say, well, when you are in need of a babysitter, I will give you one voucher for that. Or I will give you a massage voucher. Or, you know, there are so many things out there. Maybe cleaning, maybe take the day off. I will take care of things for you. That could be a husband-wife thing. There are so many things out there that you could be doing that doesn't cost a lot of money, but still is so much more impactful, so much more close to the heart and helpful than, you know, anything that money can buy. Money is just a thing that you essentially buy something and they either like it or they don't like it. And I feel like here lately, most people end up getting things that people don't like, so they either want to re-gift it. So, I mean, that's an option too. If you got something you really didn't like, you can re-gift it to somebody that you know is going to enjoy the item. But if you are getting items that people aren't really enjoying, then give them your time. Give them the gift of your time, or write a letter telling them how important they are to you, because that is so much more. It's such a deep gift. It means so much more than some silly little trinket that you want to buy because you only have $20 to buy something for your family. So I really want you to sit down and think about the things that are important to you and not use Christmas as something that, you know, somebody else is buying something super expensive, so I have to compete with them and buy something just as expensive or more expensive. That's not the point of Christmas. I want you to enjoy your Christmas, and competing is not the way to do it. We need to give gifts that are meaningful, that are impactful, that are going to actually make a difference in our friends and family's lives. And a majority of the time, like I said, that's just your time. That's just your energy. That's just you putting effort to be there in their lives. I would prefer that. There's lots of times where I tell my friends that I don't want to get gifts for anybody. I just want to have like a little Christmas friendsmas thing. And we just get together and spend time together, because we don't get to do that a lot anymore with our kids, and we have our own lives and it's just not the same. So I would prefer spending time with my friends, with my family, and having those deep conversations, getting to know what's going on in their lives so that we can really connect on a deeper level. That's more important to me. And I'm sure that's more important to you, because a lot of the times people get gifts because you're not as close as you used to be, that aren't as meaningful. Like, it's just something that you buy because that's what you're supposed to be doing, is buying gifts and giving gifts. Well, buy something or give something that is more meaningful. It's more impactful. And like I said, 90% of that is going to be your time. I would love to be at a place where part of my Christmas gift for my family is going on a vacation and spending deep connected time together, where I don't have to focus on the dishes, I don't have to focus on cleaning the house. Like, somebody else can come in and do that, and I can just focus on my family and spending time and reconnecting and getting to know each other on a deeper level. And so I really challenge you to think about that. When you go to create your spending plan, what is it that your family really needs? Do they actually need a money gift, or do they need a time gift? What do you have to give them? How much money can you throw at them? Can you throw more than $20 at them, or is it just $20? You know, really sit down and think, what you can do with your money to maximize it, to maximize the experience, to maximize, you know, what impact that you are going to have on them that's going to be lasting, that's going to feel like they are loved, to feel like they are enjoyed, to feel like they are just really important to you. Because sometimes when you only have $20, the gifts can just feel like, oh, well, that's a cheap gift because that's all the money they have and it just doesn't really mean anything. You don't want that. You want it to be impactful. You want it to actually make them feel loved. And that's what I want to challenge you with. I want to challenge you with getting gifts for your family, for your friends, for even your neighbors that maybe you aren't close with, that are going to actually make a difference in their life and going to make the Christmas season more enjoyful and impactful and just really light up their season instead of just them thinking, oh, well, they just felt like they had to give me a gift and they only have a certain amount of money, so it's just not that good of a gift and I'm going to end up just throwing this away because I really don't like it. I feel like that's what Christmas has become. It's less about being in the company of loved ones and less about really being grateful and enjoying each other and more about, well, this was not a very fun Christmas because I didn't get anything I wanted and it's all about me and I expected something better, but so-and-so got something better, so I'm going to compare what I got to what they got, and it's just a downward spiral from there. So keep yourselves from getting into that comparison mode. Keep yourselves from buying things that, you know, maybe even this year you go on a spending hiatus and you challenge everybody to give something that they have already or give something of their time instead of financially. That's a good idea. I should try that and then let you know how that works. I don't know if my family would go for that, but I'll let you know if we do it. But I really want you guys to enjoy your Christmas. And when you get focused on the comparison and on the fact that you need to buy really expensive gifts in order to have a fun and joyful, I'm struggling on that word there. I feel like I'm making a lot of words up. Anyways, I just really want you to have a meaningful and impactful Christmas that you enjoy and that you stay on budget with. That's what this is all about, is staying on budget, but it's so much more. It's so much more than just staying on budget because your money can only do so much for you. But the things that you do with your money is what speaks leaps and bounds. And like I said, sometimes you don't even need the money to make that big of a difference. So just really sit down and think about what it is that you want for your Christmas. You know, figure out what you plan on buying, where you plan on buying it. Know if you can get it on sale. If you can't get it on sale, do you need to DIY it? Can you trade labor with somebody who can DIY it if you can't? Do you have an alternative in case that thing is sold out? And when do you need to start shopping? Think about all those things, but also think of it in a way that is more meaningful than just gifts alone. But this also goes into like the other categories of food, of travel, of traditions, you know, whatever it is that you add into your budget. Just really think through all these questions that I have went through and figure out a plan that's going to be the most impactful and the most meaningful and going to allow you and your family to enjoy Christmas. Okay, so I really hope that you guys got a lot out of this series. I hope that you were able to create your budget, to create a family mission, to create a spending plan that's going to create a Christmas season that is less about the money and more about really enjoying each other's company and getting into the season of giving, but it doesn't just have to be with money. So I really hope and I pray that this season or this series has really impacted you and what you have learned, I invite you to come over to the free Facebook group if you're not already in it, you know, doing the homework and stuff from the series. But I invite you to come over and share what it is that you've learned. Share maybe your budget so that everybody else can learn and glean from what it is that you do. Share your spending plan so that maybe you can get some help if you're struggling in a certain area. You know, it's just really important that we stick together, and if we're struggling, to ask for help. And that's what I'm here for. I'm here to help you and guide you, and maybe you can give me tips along the way, because I'm not perfect at it. Nobody's perfect at it, but it is important to try your best and to have a plan so that you're able to stick to your budget and you're not struggling throughout the month of November and December. And then if you use a credit card, you're not struggling to pay that off or having to pay that off a year or maybe 2 years down the road because you overspent on gifts that maybe you didn't need to get because maybe it wasn't something that they really wanted and you just bought it and then they ended up regifting it, which does not feel good. So give something that's going to mean something to the people that you are going to give gifts to. There are so many things that you can be doing for alternatives for like gifts. You can write letters, you can like I said, do traded labor for a DIY project. You can give gifts of food. Maybe somebody is struggling financially and you can give them gifts of groceries. You can buy so much for $20 if you know how to grocery shop, right? So figure out what it is that that person needs and make your Christmas one to remember. Make your Christmas something that your family loves, that your family enjoys and looks forward to the next year. And it's less about what is it that I'm getting and more about what is it that I'm going to give to those that are around me. So I, again, come over to the free Facebook group. That link is bit.ly/theoneincomefamilycommunity and share the things that you've learned during the season or ask your questions if you are struggling to get something figured out. But I pray that the series has blessed you and that it will make your Christmas one that you and your family is able to remember. Hey friend, I hope you enjoyed today's episode and I pray that it inspired you into action. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with that friend who also lives on one income and wants to learn how to live abundantly on less? Also, please leave a quick review for the show. It lights me up to know this podcast is helping you, and it helps get the show out there to other mamas in need. All right, well, it's time to go play with the babies, so I will meet you back here on Tuesday for another episode. Peace and chicken grease, mama.